Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Provost Bob Bluen, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here at WCHL. In Carolina School of Government, Jeff Welty specializes in criminal law and procedure. As the founder of the North Carolina Criminal Law blog, he guides individuals interacting with the criminal justice system. As the director of the North Carolina Judicial College, he provides training for all state judges, magistrates, and clerks of court.
Another way Professor Welty has helped bring trial law into the 21st century is by converting a 1,000-page trial manual into a more user-friendly digital format.
In addition to the work that we do with judges, we work with prosecutors as well. And historically, we've produced something called the Prosecutor's Trial Manual, which was a 1,000-page behemoth of a book that covered all the practical stuff prosecutors need to know. It was a great reference. It was so big and cumbersome that prosecutors did not want to carry it around into court, and maybe they'd be a little bit embarrassed to be carrying it around into court. So what we did recently is we put a bunch of time and some money into translating it online, not just slap the PDF up there and hope for the best, but really creating a natively digital product that's indexed and it's searchable and it's interactive. Prosecutors can leave comments or questions if they have them about different issues. They can talk to each other. It's got a news feed, so it's really sort of a home base for prosecutors, and they can get it on their phone, they can get it on their iPad, they can get it on their laptop. It's really cool, and the prosecutors have really liked it, and I think it's a potential model or platform that we might use with future products too, because it's great. It's really slick, it's really usable, it's really modern. I think it's one of the best things we've done. Some parts of it anybody can access. Go on there and see much of the basic legal information. That's what are the proper procedures for getting an indictment, or how do we decide whether to change venue in a case. A defense lawyer can access that, a defendant can, a concerned citizen can. Then there's password protection for the part where prosecutors can talk to each other. Hey, I had a case like this, and here's what I did, and it worked or it didn't work, or have you ever thought about doing this? That stuff would be behind a password protection, so there's a kind of a free exchange of ideas, but the basic legal information, that's there for anybody.
Professor Welty wasn't exactly sure what he was getting himself into when he left private practice to accept the position at UNC. The graduate of Cal Berkeley and the Duke Law School has found his work inspiring.
So number one, it's nothing like what I expected. I thought this was going to be ivory tower academia where I thought great thoughts and read the books and published papers and wore a tweed jacket with elbow patches and had a kind of a slow contemplative pace of life. That's not it at all. Typically, my day involves a whole bunch of emails and phone calls from court officials in the middle of trials or doing important business and needing help right then, intermixed with a little bit of writing, some collaborating with colleagues. It's a much faster pace than I ever would have imagined. And I think that's good for me because I think it keeps me alert and engaged and on my toes. Number two, I had really high expectations for this job because during the interview process, I was asking some of the folks that worked at the school already how they liked it and what were the pluses and minuses. Many of them had come from private practice as well, so I was kind of trying to get a sense of what the transition was like. And one of my colleagues said, I love this job so much, they're going to have to carry me out of here when I die. And with that in mind, I came expecting the job to be great, and it absolutely has been. I think a couple of things I really like about it are the freedom to pursue issues that interest me, the opportunity to work with terrific, bright, collegial folks every single day, the opportunity to pursue the public service mission. Somebody once told me that being a professor is like finding a loophole in life. I would say that I liken it a little bit more to winning the lottery. So I feel very fortunate to have the job that I do. We're unique in what we do. There are some other states that have something similar, the university-based public service centers. But when I compare what we do and what they do, I just think that what we do is terrific. The quality of it, the quantity of it, the history of the work that we do and the partnership between us and the courts, I don't think it's really matched anywhere else. I'm happy to come to work every day, and it's a wonderful university, that's for sure.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelborough.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.